Well, the time's really getting away from us here, and a lot of people with a lot of busy things going on. And I'm down here in my office here in Santa Barbara, and I see a lot of people that I know and haven't had time to catch up with. And so I'm lucky enough right now to pull someone into the room here and have a few minutes with Larry Crandell. He's certainly a well-known figure here in Santa Barbara, and I'm going to spend some time with Larry and kind of just talk about what he's been up to, and he's got a lot of great things going on, so we're going to kind of touch base with Larry Crandell. Larry, what's up?
Harold, believe it or not, life at 85 plus is still rich and rewarding. I'm still vertical. I've had a momentous achievement. I now can start my tongue and know that my brain will catch up by the end of a sentence. And I'm mostly watching the progress of my children. I have a son, Stephen, 49, who's the director of development for the Nuclear AIDS Peace Foundation. And I have a son who's the head of a company called RightScale, right here. And I have a daughter who just returned from competing in the championship for paddling, and what they call some sort of paddling description that occurred to me just after we sign off. So that's what's happening with my children, and each day here in this blessed land is exciting, and I had no idea I'd live this long. Do you have any idea how long you're going to live?
Well, Larry, I will say that I do not know how long that I will live, but I would hope that I would have as colorful and an inspired life as you've had. You certainly are a family man and have so many great assets with your children and all the things going on. And you do a lot of charity work and are involved with so many different organizations in the Santa Barbara area. And I was interested if there's some new things cooking for you on that front. Is there any organizations that come to mind that you're kind of working with right now? And maybe you can let us know a little bit more about that.
There's a very exciting event, August 13th, where I, at 85, will feel young, because the Santa Barbara Parks and Recreation Department invite every resident, Greater Santa Barbara, who's over 90 years of age, to attend a luncheon. August 13th at the Doubletree starts at 11:30. Last year, we had 180 people. Were 90. As you might expect, 75% of them were women. 75% of them, alas, needed a walker or a cane or an attendant. And we have a four-piece band where the orchestra leader has a toupee that's pointed south, and when he turns west, the toupee remains going south. And we sang 20 or so of the old songs of the 20s and 30s. And some of these folks have lived a century, three or four of them are 100 years old. I asked a lady last year, as we do it annually, what did she owe her longevity? She was 103 years old. And her answer was sort of in a crabby style, "I don't eat broccoli," as though that was some nutritional secret. It costs $20,000 to feed these folks and their attendants. And we have some very generous people, like the Hutton Foundation contributes $5,000. Carl Lindros of Santa Barbara Securities contributes $5,000. Chuck Schlosser of Santa Barbara Foundation contributes $3,000. Cliff Sponsel, who himself is over 90, who helped start General Dynamics, a huge company, contributes $5,000. So that each person receives the lunch and the fun and the entertainment without charge.
That's amazing. That's really cool. Everyone, Greater Santa Barbara, over the 90. Larry, you're getting up there. You're hanging in there. You look really good, and I have to tell you that. And it's so great to always hear your voice in the hallway, and you're always talking with a friend, and you have friends everywhere, and I'm just so impressed with the life that you've led and what you've made happen. So here we are kind of in the summer, and we're heading towards the fall. Is there any other things that are going to be coming up? I know we're not really into the fall or the holidays yet, but are there some other events or things that you're partaking in or things that you might want to tell us about that you find noteworthy?
Well, there was a wonderful event about 6 weeks ago for my 85th birthday, and it was the roast put on by the Arthritis Foundation. And we had such luminaries as Michael Tobes, Tom Parker, Jeff Barry, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and each of them roasted me. And Tom Parker hired two girls of questionable repute to dance with me. And I used to be in the dance business, but that's a distant memory. And what I just did was stand there and twirl the girls. But it brought back a host of memories. And then some pretty girls, including Jolinda Dvorzon, a prominent lady, and Ann Smith Tobes, another one, they sang a song about Larry. And they asked me to sing. And I sang my favorite song. It goes like this. I like me, I think I'm grand. When I go to the movies, I hold my hand. I put my arms around my waist. When I get fresh, I slap my face. That's usually followed, Harold, by thunderous applause. That's what I've been doing.
Okay.
Well, Larry, it's just me here, so I don't have too much thunderous applause, but that's pretty cool about the roast. Usually, you're one of the ones giving the roast and kind of giving the elbow to someone else who's up there in the hot seat. So I'm kind of glad to hear about you being up there in the center of the whole thing, and you certainly deserve it. I know that last year you came out with a book, and I wondered if you would tell us a little bit about that and how that went and how it's been going, and let's see where you're at with that.
Well, the book is called Silver Tongue, The Secrets of Mr. Santa Barbara. About 15 years ago, someone to the news press began applying that appellation to me, and I know very well who I am, but still it was very much feeding the ego and making me feel good. Then, 2 years ago, my son Stephen returned from New Zealand and wrote the book at the request of one of the charities. And so every day we sat down and talked about moi, or me. I say moi, Harold, because I identify with a show business figure. You'll be shocked to know who it is. It's Miss Piggy. When she says moi, that's false conceit. I identify heavily with that. Well, we had the kickoff for the book at the theater at the regional shopping center downtown of Paseo Nuevo. And you, among 150 or so others, attended it. It was early in the morning. And I had the thrill of seeing my name in the marquee. Never has anyone had more exposure with less basic talent, nor no one loved it more. And Tom Parker, the Hutton Foundation, bought 100 books to be distributed among the 501c3s. And we've sold about 1,000 books. It's way behind Gone with the Wind and some others. But it's a source of joy because my son wrote about me through the prism of love. And he nudged me a little gently, among other things he said. My father, like the great Pygmalion, has fallen in love with his own image. And he's chiding me about my self-approval, which becomes a touch excessive at times. But basically, people who are watching your show, even if they're just visiting, are experiencing one of the great times, places you can have now and here in Santa Barbara. And I think the public would thank you, if they could, for bringing Santa Barbara so vividly and its functions to, over the period of time, I imagine, tens of thousands of listeners.
Well, Larry, that's really flattering. We do get thousands of listeners and visitors to SB Life, and we try hard to bring a lot of interesting stuff, and you're one of the great pieces of color here in Santa Barbara, and you bring so much flavor to what we've got going on. And here we are moving into Fiesta Week, and I guess I'm going to sign this one off, but I just want to say how great it has been to have you on SBLife.com, and I always look forward to shaking your hand and seeing you in the hallway. And so, Larry, keep on rocking and have a great summer, and we're just going to keep on doing what we do best, and I want to say thanks one more time for being a part of Santa Barbara Life Magazine. Bye now.